This is the book, The Acts of the Apostles, by Ellen G. White. From the book's foreword come the following paragraphs. In all the ages of earth's sad, contradictory career, God has had his witnesses. In the physical earth, grass and flower, shrub and tree, valley and plain, hill and mountain, river and lake, sea and land, have borne witness to his knowledge and skill and goodness. The heavens above have borne witness to his power, his wisdom, his Godhead. Flaming orb and glittering star have with tongues of light declared the glory of God and revealed to men the beauty of his handiwork. For centuries, his blessed, living, written word has told the story of his creative and redeeming love and earnestly entreated men to come to him and find righteousness, peace, and rest. Preeminently, there stands out through the ages the faithful and true witness, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God incarnate, the fullness of Jew and Gentile. Next to the divine Son, the greater even in direct influence is the manifestation of the life of our Lord in men. God delights to take the imperfect human and make it to the praise of the glory of his grace. This he did in a supereminent way following the resurrection of our Lord. God's witness in apostle and evangelist was the witness of a regenerated, recreated, enlarged manhood. To the fisherman, to the scribe, to the student, to the physician, to the tent maker, had been revealed visions of God, and these visions in the power of Christ made men who feared God and did not tremble before the face of man, made men who molded subsequent ages. To her wonderfully instructive volumes in this series, Patriarchs and Prophets, The Desire of Ages, and The Great Controversy, the author has added the Acts of the Apostles, a record of God's witnesses subsequent to the life of our Lord. By this Spirit-aided book, a flood of light is thrown upon the Apostolic Church and its momentous meaning to us of this time. The Church militant demands the Church triumphant. Through all her warfare, her trials, her defeats, she has seen the vision of victory. Above all the discordant noises of earth, she has heard the ringing, cheering voice of her captain. He who suffered for her children is choosing them to reign with him. He who came in humiliation to die, the suffering one, is coming again in glory, the regnant one forever. The publishers are pleased to be privileged to give to the waiting, longing souls, to the earnest working souls, and to the great public who long for the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. This helpful book, this story of God's witnesses.